Now, joining me for Tech Talk, thanks to the team at Harvey Norman Mildura Computers, very good morning to Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Morning, mate.
Now, look, tell me, Woolworths and Aldi Mobile going 5G on the Telstra network? Is this right? And
finally,
is it true? Is it worth it?
Telstra have unleashed their 5G. I mean, Telstra have held their 5G network very tight. They haven't allowed their, we call them a reseller, a mobile virtual network operator. Telstra allows Woolworths and Aldi and others to sell their network at a cheaper rate, really. And so they finally let them sell the 5G. Now, this doesn't mean that if you're on Aldi or Woolworths, you'll get 5G. What it means is they've now got a 5G plan, and it is more expensive. So on Woolworths, you'll need to spend $60 a month to get their 5G. On Aldi, you'll need a $65 recharge to get the 5G network access. Now, it comes with a lot of data, 60 gigabytes of data, and that's great. But gee whiz, you've really got to want for it to be wanting to pay that amount of money. To be very clear, I don't think 5G is that amazing. It is definitely better. It's faster. But for most people on their mobile phone, there's nothing you need it for. If you were watching Netflix or Stan or YouTube on your phone, it works perfectly fine on 4G. So it's there, though, if you want it. And Aldi Mobile and Woolworths now finally have access to the Telstra 5G network.
Sometimes people have got to have the biggest, the quickest, the best. Look, electric vehicles, I haven't taken the plunge just yet, but Australia's largest electric vehicle charging network, ChargeFox, now owned by NRMA, RACV, those types of things. Is that true?
That's right. The state-based motoring groups all got together, all of the states in Australia got together, and they now own ChargeFox. Now, ChargeFox is the biggest charging network in Australia. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of chargers all around Australia, which basically means that you can drive anywhere in the East Coast particularly and charge your electric car. Now, yeah, electric car needs, you know, battery power and needs to be charged up on a regular basis. If you're on a long road trip, then you're going to want to make sure that you can stop somewhere. So for these motoring groups to jump in and buy this network, for me, it's akin to the RACV buying Shell in 1940. You know, they're getting ahead of the game. This is the service station of the future. This is where people of the future will fill up their cars. So it's a great investment. It means that the network is owned by people who have motorists in mind, and I think that's a great thing for Aussies.
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is. Look, and being driven by organisations like that, it's going to be heading the right direction too. It's not all about profits, surely.
Spot on, and hopefully they do build the network out with the motorists in mind, rather than just with government funding or any sort of incentives in mind.
Now, look, follow the F1 a little bit. There was a scary crash the other day. But, look, if you do love the F1, you can get behind the wheel of the latest version of Formula One game, at least.
And it's a great experience. It really is. I watch my son play this now because I've retired, given he's better than me. and F1 22 allows you to get full control of the new generation of F1 cars. They're different to drive. There's new tracks. There's changes to the Australian track. There's a whole bunch of things that change. Plus, there's a new lifestyle component to the game and also some fun activities on the track with road cars. So a lot of changes to the game, but a very, very popular title for any motorsport fan. So if you know someone or you're someone yourself who loves motorsport, F1 22 available now on Xbox, PlayStation and PC.
I love the fact that you've actually admitted that your son has actually been the student. Yep. He's become the master. Yep. Does that mean you're the student now?
I'm the manager. So I'm his engineer now. I tell him when to pit and what his strategy should be, because he's way better than me.
Done. Not a problem, Trevor. Always a pleasure. We'll catch up again.
Cheers, mate.
That's Trevor Long from EFTM for Tech Talk. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mildura Computers. Again, anything that we talk about in Tech Talk, head along to EFTM.com.